नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमान रास रसारंभी बंसी वटतट स्थितः कर्षण वेणु स्वनैर्गोपीर् गोपीनाथ श्रीयेस्तु नः गोपीनाथ श्रीयेस्तु नः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 5 एंटाइटल्ड नारदस टीचिंग टू वसुदेव। टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। दुरे हरिकताः केचिद् दुरे च अच्युत कीर्तनाः स्त्रियः शूद्रादयश्चैव तेनुकम्प्या भवादृशाम्। दुरे हरिता हरिकथा केचिद् दुरे चाच्युत कीर्तनाः स्त्रियः शूद्रादयश्चैव तेनुकम्प्या भवादृशाम्। दुरे हरिकथा केचिद् दुरे चाच्युत कीर्तनाः स्त्रियः शूद्रादयश्चैव तेनुकम्प्या भवादृशाम्। प्लीज रिपीट।
रे चाच्युत कीर्तनाद शूद्रादयश्चैव तेनुकम्प्या भवाद्।
लेडीज
दुरे कल्पता केचि
दुरे फार अवे हरिकथाः फ्रॉम डिस्कशंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हरि केचिद मेनी पर्सन्स दुरे फार अवे च एंड अच्युत इनफैलिबल कीर्तनाः ग्लोरीज स्त्रियः विमेन शूद्रा आदयः शूद्रस एंड अदर फॉलन क्लासेस। cha and eva indeed te they anukampya deserve the mercy bhavadrisham of personalities like yourself. Translation: there are many persons who have little opportunity to take part in discussion about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, and thus it is difficult for them to chant His infallible glories. Persons such as women, Shudras and other fallen classes always deserve the mercy of great personalities like yourself. Purport: in the previous verse it was explained that some persons are ignorant of the glories of the personality of Godhead, na bhajanti, whereas others, although aware of the Lord, ridicule Him or state that the Lord is also material, avajananti. In this verse, the first class, namely the ignorant, I mean the first in the order, namely the ignorant, are described as fit candidates for the mercy of pure devotee. The word dure indicates those who have little opportunity to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. According to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they can be explained as ye sadhu sanga bhagyahinaha, ye sadhu sanga bhagyahinaha, those who are bereft of the association of saintly persons and pure devotees. Generally, those who are advanced in the spiritual science of Krishna consciousness avoid contact with women and low class men. In general, women are lusty and Shudras are habitually addicted to materialistic habits such as smoking, drinking, women hunting. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned the Shudras or saintly persons, warned the sadhus or the saintly persons to avoid intimate connection with women and low class men. The practical result of such a restriction is that women and low class men are often bereft of the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord chanted by saintly persons. Thus, Sri Chamasa Muni instructs the king that he should especially give his mercy to such fallen persons. Our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, was severely criticized in India for giving all classes of men and women the opportunity to take part in the Krishna conscious movement. Indeed, the caste Brahmanas of India and other persons concerned only with ritualistic formalities were shocked that Srila Prabhupada allowed women and persons born in low class families to take part freely in Vaishnava culture and even become initiated as bona fide Brahmins. However, Srila Prabhupada could understand that in this age, practically everyone is fallen. He saw that if spiritual life were to be limited to the so-called high classes, there would be no possibility of spreading a genuine spiritual movement all around the world. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so great and the holy name of Krishna is so potent that any man, any woman, any child or even animal can become purified by chanting Krishna's names and taking prasadam, the sanctified remnants of Krishna's food. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, no sincere person is rejected or restricted from achieving the highest perfection of self-realization. Whereas the impersonalists and yogis tend to be selfishly concerned with their individual realization and achievement of mystic power. It has always been the custom of the Vaishnavas to be merciful to all classes of living entities. It is understood that the conversation between Nava Yogendras and the King Nimi took place approximately at the time of Lord Ramachandra. Many hundreds of thousands of years ago, Lord Krishna himself also states that any person, despite his material situation of life can become the most dear devotee of the Lord by fully surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, the fallen people of Kali Yuga should take advantage of the special mercy of the Vaishnavas and join the Krishna conscious movement to perfect their lives and go back home, back to Godhead. What a nice purport, so powerful.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
As mentioned in the last paragraph of the purport, that this was spoken in Trita Yuga, so many hundreds of thousands of years behind. And that time the social situation and social realities were different. And today we are trying to comment on the same verse spoken by Chamasa Muni in 2017, post BC. What do you call AD or post BC, right? AD. So, all the references change in the course of time. All the situations change. So, in Bhagavad Gita and in Bhagavatam also now, and many other places, somehow the women and the other classes of men who are called as Shudras, so called Shudras, they are like carpenters or plumbers or people who play work with the shoes and all, they are considered low caste. But if we think deeply, then we come to know that these classes of people have certain extraordinary qualities which other classes lack. For example, women have a very special quality of naturally being dependent on the husband or father or the son in the course of time. And also women have a natural tendency to be more responsible towards children, because they bear the children for 9 months in the womb, and they breastfeed them, then they raise them, they clean their stool and urine, and all kinds of chores, day and night. All of us, whether white or saffron, all of us have been taken care by the great woman called mother, and all our nasty things she has handled very nicely. So because of this, so much of service inside the body and outside the body, they have natural affinity towards their children. And even in Western world, the husbands change wives like they change watches or mobiles. But I've seen personally that still, we may say the culture is so degraded and nobody is having any culture, but still I've seen many women raising their children without their husband. So many of them I saw in USA. So that natural tendency is there to be responsible. So many men I have seen in Western world just walk off, 2-3 children, women just leave and go and get married with somebody else. And maybe leave her also. But all women who bear children for such men, they continue to take care of their children. And although they may get married again to some other man, but they carry forward their children with them to the other man also. So, we men have kind of, we are called as we are, our body is like meant for detachment and meant for not so much attachment. And we can be carefree. This is our nature. We are like more philosophical in nature. Women are not so philosophical. They are more emotional in nature. There are also advantages and disadvantages of both the situations. We being more philosophically inclined, we have advantage. And they being more emotionally inclined, they have advantages. And that's how the Supreme Lord has created a very beautiful complementary balance in the creation. Now coming to the point of Shudras, so-called. I mean, it's very painful to call somebody Shudra actually. But anyways, there is a terminology. And they have a very extraordinary quality of being subservient to all classes of men. And this also I've seen in Gulf. I don't want to name the country people, but they are so loyal to their masters. Their natural tendency is to help others. Maybe by stitching their shoe, or maybe by washing their clothes, or maybe by making furniture, or whatever. But they have that inherent tendency to live on the mercy of some higher person who will pay them for their work. So this quality is also a very Vaishnava quality. So these two categories of people, women and these people who are on the fourth category of Varnashrama, they only need one thing. They need their master to be a devotee of the Lord. If their master, like for a woman, if a husband is a devotee, and for a Shudra, if the master is a devotee, they can go back to Godhead actually. Believe me. It is amazing. It is said that if a woman, by her natural inclination, just remains loyal to her husband, even if he is a drunkard or he is a useless fellow, by the dint of her chastity, she can go to Brahmalok. Like for a man, if he is not a devotee of the Lord, but simply a brahmachari, for example, simply a celibate personality, not so much God conscious, simply by the power of brahmacharya, he can enter Brahmaloka. The same thing is applied to ladies for their chastity. And all above that, if the man who is a husband is a devotee of the Lord, a really genuine devotee of the Lord, then just by the power of the chastity of that lady to that husband, she will just go back home, back to Godhead. The husband may stay behind for some reason, but the wife will go back. And that wife may not have so much philosophical understanding, so much inclination towards, you know, jnana and realization. Simply serving, taking care of children, cooking, offering food, assisting the husband, whatever the husband says, doing very cooperative, humble service. Just by doing that, she will go back to Godhead. The same way, the other classes of men, if they keep serving the master who is a Vaishnav, just by the power of that service to the Vaishnav, even though they may have so many anarthas within themselves, you know, it's natural to have lust, anger, greed. It's so natural even to Brahmanas to have these days. Everybody is angry, agitated, disturbed. There's nothing surprising if some plumber is angry or inclined towards intoxication. But just the power of that service and link with the Vaishnav is like vaccine for the spiritual life. That is the power. It is said our sadhana is at one level. And we can keep struggling to attentively chant and follow principles and follow vratas and, you know, be loyal to our master and so many things. But still, because it is individual effort, it is still fallible. You can still give up at one point of time, or become lax at one point of time, or sometimes, you know, have no interest in doing that, because it's individual. You are always going up and down in Kali Yuga, and the atmosphere around you is also changing so many times. But service done to a Vaishnav, some other person is connected to you, and that person's spiritual advancement is also in connection with you. So our real foolproof bond with Krishna is our service to the Vaishnavas. And we may be still appearing to be fallen, ignorant about scriptures, we don't know principles, we don't know rituals, we are just like, you know, hodgepodge, haphazard. But if you're attached to a pure devotee and you're serving him constantly, irrespective of your own external situation, still that person's going back to God, it is guaranteed. Why?
Because by the mercy of that pure devotee of Krishna, all the anarthas can be instantly deleted at the moment of death. Like Kaliya, for example. He was like, so sinful actually. He had no hope. Krishna was about to kill him. Because he was attached, connected to his wives who were devotees, who came at the right time to offer their prayers. And he was saved. He saved his life. And today he is glorified as a great devotee in Fiji Island. The temple of Kaliya, which doesn't worship Kaliya as a demon, they worship as a great devotee of Lord. So he was like uplifted from what position to what position just by his connection with his wives. So we have to understand that Vaishnav is a very important personality in our lives. Even us, ourselves, you know, we have so many hopeless situations within us. If you just do a scan inside, we will see what is the chance of attaining Krishna in this lifetime. But if a pure devotee is your guru, and you are really, loyally, sincerely attached to him through the medium of service, then there is hope, not by our power, but by his mercy. So please, try and apply this verse to each and everybody. Not apply to only women and shudras and all fallen condition of people. As we know, Sri Krishna himself says, you know, everybody is shudra in Kali Yuga. Kalo shudra sambhava. Who is born out of sanskara? I am not born out of sanskara. I may be from the highest class of Brahminical culture, but I was not born out of some garbhadan sanskara or some sanskara done by my mother and father. So by law, although I am born in the highest Brahminical class, I am born as a shudra. Then sanskarat bhavet dvija. Then by the mercy of some devotee, again devotee, we were brought in connection with a pure devotee. Krishna and then pure devotee. And pure devotee accepted us. And he gave us Brahmin Diksha. So we became Brahmin Dikshit. And then maybe in future, by the power of our service to the devotees and the pure devotee of the Lord, we may get realization. We may become Brahma Jnani. Realize the power of existence as supreme, as the eternal pardon parcel of the Lord, and realize our position as servant of the servant. So ultimately, what is the situation? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said? Servant of the servant. Das, das, anudas. Now, we can say that this is only applicable to women and shudras. This is applicable to all of us. And in fact, all the Brahmins who are by birth Brahmin or by Diksha Brahmin, they have to think that I am fallen and I need the mercy of a pure devotee. I have nothing special in me. It's just mercy that the Guru has given Gayatri Mantra and some powers to you to do yajnas and some scriptural scripts reading and everything. But in Kali Yuga, everybody is on one platform, on one sense. And from that platform, whoever makes benefit of the available opportunities rises up. And that benefit is taken by a low-class man by birth. He will rise above the person who is born as Brahmin or given Diksha as Brahmin. It's all depending upon the available opportunities of Kali Yuga, how one takes it, which are available abundantly by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited kindness and mercy and benevolence in such a way that the most wretched, most hopeless and most fallen were uplifted to the most elevated situation of Krishna consciousness. We know Jagai Madai. We don't have to repeat the story. But from the most heinous condition, although born in a very high class situation, they rendered themselves to a most heinous condition and they were instantly uplifted by deleting all their karmas and instilling all the love of Godhead instantly in their heart. And they were crying the tears of ecstasy. Instant. And that same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see the situation of Sukhi, the lady who served Srivas Pandit. What was her qualification? Who knew her before the incident that took place of Mahaprakash? And can you imagine, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have chosen Kulavicha Sridhar as the first person. Could have chosen Haridas Thakur as first person. would have chosen Srivas Pandita as first person itself, himself. But whom he chose? He chose a so-called Shudra lady. What was she doing? She was filling the pots from Ganga and bringing every day to Srivas Thakur's house for the worship and for the day-to-day activities. She didn't know that what will that give to her. Maybe some money was being given. But she never could have imagined what can happen by this service. And who is this Srivas Pandit? She was very loyal. She was not judging the master. Is he a pure devotee or not pure devotee? Is he a Brahmin or not? Or is he a qualified person? Is he a rich man? In fact, he had no money. He was only clapping. But she was still serving him sincerely, every day, without fail, consistently. And she was a woman. She had both things together. She was a woman and she was also Shudrani. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called her first and said, your name is Sukhi from now. Cry in ecstasy. And she was trembling in ecstasy, shedding tears of love, simply by being loyal to Srivas Pandit and by serving him. So Kali Yuga is like this, you know. All those Vedic rules and regulations are not applicable to Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is a special Yuga. That is why Kaler Dosher Nidhar Rajan. Even after that, the sadhus worship Kali Yuga. Because all so-called unimaginable things become possible in Kali Yuga simply by the power of a pure devotee of the person. That's why Chamasa Muni is saying that scriptures may deride all those who are women, or in one sense, they are not actually deriding. They are talking of the reality situation of actual facts. But Chamasa Muni is saying that the sadhus may reject women and may reject women and low class men, or those who are too attached to money and sex. Like Rupa Goswami also mentions. So they may reject. But a person like you, who is a king, Vaishnava king, you should give shelter to those people and be kind upon them. So naturally it means grahasthas. It also means all the other pure devotees like Narad Muni, who are sannyasis, but who are grahastha Vaishnavas like Vyasa Muni and others, who had wife, like Atri Muni, who had Anasuya as his wife, Bharadvaj Muni. So many of them were grahasthas. So they are advised to be very kind to these people. Try and engage them as far as possible in service to the Lord. Directly, indirectly, knowing, unknowingly, plumbers come to your house, give them prasad, make them chant Hare Krishna, give them lunch. Don't lose the opportunity when they come and work in your house. Always give them Mahaprasad, some Charanamruta, whatever maximum mercy you receive, just keep distributing to those people. Because for them, that is the only shelter, only support and connection to the Lord that you can offer them. So we may not be very merciful by our nature, but just because we are disciple of somebody who is merciful, we have to act and cultivate this habit of being kind. That is why our spiritual master always tells that when beggars come to you at the signal, you know, give them some prasad. Be a little thoughtful. Carry some prasad with you. Don't just reject them. If you don't have any prasad with you, give 1 rupee, 2 rupee, whatever money. And they may say 1 rupee, what is 1 rupee, give us 10 rupees, then give them 10 rupees. Because that is important for a grahastha devotee to be kind upon people who are maybe underprivileged, less fortunate. So in conclusion, very beautiful purport is given. Srila Prabhupada did lot of revolutionary activities and he was criticized for that. Before that, the parampara goes, even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was criticized for moving in the car, the second Rolls Royce in the whole country. They never bothered because their activities were only for upliftment of general mass of people. And whatever could do that, they just did it very boldly without bothering about all the criticism that people are going to do anyways. They don't care. Prabhupada saw women are staying already separately alone in the hostels. They didn't have any man supporting them. Already they have left home. So you can't say, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. So he had to, I mean, they didn't have any husbands also. And they were wanted to become devotees. So Prabhupada gave them diksha. It was unheard of before. Otherwise, You are married, then husband is initiated, you are also initiated. The same guru is also you, yours guru. You don't have to be separately initiated technically. Already you are initiated by the dint of your service to your husband who is initiated. But there was no husband, there was no connection with father, son or anybody. So individually they were giving initiation. They were given Brahmin initiation also. They were serving on the altar. And like it's for the heavy revolution. But that is the situation, the need of the hour, which the Acharya can see by the power of his purity. And he takes a decision. And he will face the reactions and he doesn't mind for that. And in future many more things of this kind will come. Now the agenda of the third gender is also burning. There are also big number of people. Some conclusion will come in the future by the mercy of Vaishnavas, which is unheard in the scriptures. But looking at their situation as spirit souls, they may also be receiving the mercy of the Lord. Now today we have post Ras Purnima day. Sri Radha Gopinath have played their flute in the middle of the night on the branch of Bansi Vat. Sri Gopinath ji attracted everybody. They have played Ras Leela for the duration of Varun Brahma's night, yesterday night. They must be really tired. But devotees woke them up for Mangal Arati. Then Shringar Arati. In Bhakya Bihari, when he went for Ras Leela, and he came at 4 in the morning. And the old man who was standing, he came in the previous night, and then whole night he was guarding the Ras Leela Mandal and waiting there. And then after Ras Leela was over, Krishna came out, Ras Bihari ji, Bankya Bihari ji, and went in the temple. The pujaris came immediately after a few minutes. He said, hey, stop, stop, stop. Right now he has come back. Just he's not slept also. He said he is a real number one mad person. Yesterday also he was behaving madly. Today there is a pakka confirmation. And they saw inside that the shawl on Bankya Bihari's body was missing. And they came out and they saw the same shawl was on the body of this old man. And the door was locked. So how could he go inside to steal the shawl? And he's telling, he gave me the shawl. When I was shivering in the morning, he gave me the shawl. I'm telling you, but you think I'm a mad person. I told you this. And when they actually saw the shawl themselves, realized that, oh, door is locked. How can it go? And they believed. And from that day onwards, Bankya Bihari's Mangal Arati is at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. In winter, it is 10 a.m. in the morning. But Radha Gopinath is still standing in front of us. At 5 in the morning. Very merciful. So we know that Krishna played the flute. The Acharyas tell that this flute of Krishna is being played constantly by him. And the background sound in the skies is the flute of Krishna. But we can't hear it because near us there is a lot of other noises. So that far distant beautiful sound is not reachable or does not reach to the heart. When I was in Vrindavan, every night when it becomes a little peaceful, I would hear the chant which was being sung at Jagannath Ghat. Jagannath Ghat is much beyond Keshi Ghat, very far. And there they would sing some beautiful chants. And that would be heard from like 11 p.m. to something like 4 a.m. So I was wondering, are they doing only Kirtan in the night? No, then I came to know when I visited, they are doing 24 hours Kirtan. But it is only heard from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. What is the reason behind it? Because daytime after 4, 5 o'clock, everywhere there is sound of bells and then vehicles and this and that and busy and gas and chula and talking this and that. There is so much noise, sound around you. That sound is not being heard. So only when the sound around you is brought to zero, then the sound from distance can be heard. So only when the noise of lust, anger, greed, intoxication, pride inside is deleted to zero, the sound of Krishna's flute can be heard. And he is calling everybody. He called symbolically on the Sharad Purnima night, middle of the night, and called gopis. But truly he is calling everybody by playing this flute. Come. Aab laut ke chale. Come on. Let us go back. How many lifetimes you will suffer here? Birth, old age, disease and death. Come and enjoy with me. No more birth, no more death. No more old age, no more disease. No more adi bhautika, adi daivika, adi atmika klesha. Come and enjoy with me. Dance with me in love and affection. So all the gopis came, and there is a particular verse which tells in a particular word that Ras Lila description is Kama Icha Damana. It is meant for subduing the lusty desires of all the conditioned souls. Provided if we hear it with faith and sincerity in the heart, with no ulterior motivation. Because we read Bhagavatam, we are advised to read Bhagavatam, and we keep reading Bhagavatam, and across 9th canto afterwards, 10th canto starts and Panchadhyaya also starts. It comes on the way. You don't want to jump to that, but it comes. So it comes. You can't just say, no, I'm not qualified. I skip it and go ahead to 11th canto. They are sequentially designed in such a way that one who has read 9th cantos, he can read. And then when he reads in this sincere way, following principles, without ulterior motivations, without any desire for gain, then that description can help you to subdue our lusty inclinations towards the objects of material world. This is one understanding. And then Sri Krishna called them and tested them, and they said, we left everything behind, like we dropped the clothes in the morning. We have dropped all our relationships long behind, and now you are telling us to go back. Very beautiful Sri Krishna said that one has to serve the husband. One should not leave your Pativrata ladies from villages. You should stay back. Go back. Serve them. So they also are very, very, very clever. They said, Krishna gave example to them. You should worship. If the husband is away, then you should worship this image. But then they said, when the husband comes, then what we should do? Keep worshipping the image? You are our real husband. Now we have realized and understood. And you have come and you have called us. So all those husbands that we had and we have now are like those images. And now we have to worship you as a real husband. All those are false husbands. You are our real pati. So then Krishna said, accepted. And he danced with them. He not only danced with them, but he multiplied himself as many numbers as there were gopis. They didn't even know, because you know, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, one thing we should all note, that whether it is churning the butter by Mother Yashoda for Krishna, or whether it is milking the cows for Krishna, or whether it is cooking for Krishna, or whether it is plucking flowers by the gopis in the Kusum Sarovar area, or whether it is dancing with Krishna, everything is absorption. Everything is simply absorption, and there is not aware. If, for example, if you are told that you are supposed to go and pick yellow flowers, then you don't know anything in the world except yellow flowers. Even though all the flowers more beautiful than exist next to you, you are only fixed on yellow flowers. That is the absorption. And that is called Braj Bhakti, Braj Upasana. Full focus. Mother Yashoda is also fully focused. And she is breastfeeding fully focused. Churning butter fully focused. Cooking sweetmeats, sandesh fully focused. Tears flowing from eyes of love for Krishna while doing that particular activity. So gopis are also fully focused and absorbed when they were dancing. They didn't know who is next to me and who is dancing with him, with her. So they thought Krishna is only dancing with me. And then gradually she started feeling that I'm so special. She has left everybody. Just dance with me. There are millions of gopis, but he has chosen me. I am so special. And this kind of thought came in everybody's mind, because they all were absorbed with Krishna. And Krishna suddenly left, because he does not like pride. We may be having so many lusty or anger or feelings in us. Intoxication, envy, so many things may be there. But with that, if the pride is there, then Krishna rejects us. And if we have all the anarthas, let me tell you other way. If we have all good qualities, but we have pride with that, devotional good qualities, then he shall reject us. And we have no qualities, no qualifications, spiritual, but we have humility. He will accept us. Acharyas tell that the pride and the ahankar shoos us away, takes us away, puts us millions of miles from Krishna. With all the devotional knowledge and service and sadhana that we are doing, pride is there, it pushes us away from Krishna. So even though they were very close, purest devotees of Krishna at that time on earth, chosen ones, as soon as little pride developed, Krishna disappeared. He lifted Radharani and he went away. Then they sang songs of separation. They came to a realization how foolish we were. We already were with Krishna. With so much effort, we left home in the middle of the night and we came. And we foolishly became proud in full ignorance. Now what to do? We have lost him. So they sang songs of separation. They said, even Indira, Lakshmi Devi is hankering to be in Vrindavan here. Shashwadatrahi. To have Shashwat, permanent association of Vrindavan Dham and you. Even Lakshmi Devi is hankering, but she is not able to get. And we have got that fortune, but we were so foolish that we lost it. They sang songs. And then they started acting as they thought to relieve our pain, we should now act, you know, like Krishna, whatever he did with us. Like he did this there, he killed Kali, subdued Kaliya, so many things he did. So they acted dramas to be Krishna conscious. Still they couldn't be pacified. They sang songs of separation. Still their fire of separation were not extinguished. And finally they shed tears. And it is explained when they shed tears, at that time even Radharani, who was with Krishna, felt very sad in the heart. So one explanation is that she said to Krishna, I am very tired. You made me walk so much away from gopis and we walked for such a small, long distance. And I am tired now. So Krishna said, Yeah, you can climb on my shoulder. I will carry you. And one understanding is that she also felt that she is now going to ride on Krishna. And she was about to ride on Krishna and Krishna disappeared. But actually speaking, Acharya explained that Sri Radharani actually did all these things to go back to the crying gopis, to pacify them. And the gopis also saw the half footprints more deeper than the full footprints which they saw earlier. And they concluded, maybe that dearest one, Radharani, must be tired, so Krishna must be carrying her. There are all kinds of different descriptions are there. So they were glorifying the fortune of Radharani and feeling sad for their losing Krishna. And Radharani met gopis and she told whatever happened. And she also said, I'm also so unfortunate. I also lost his association. But actually she wanted to bring gopis back to Krishna. So let us go to that place where he left us, from which point he left us. So geographically, Bansiwada is very far today and that place, Imlitala, is very far from that place. But actually all that was Rasamandala. Millions of gopis dancing together, millions of forms of Krishna, they need space. And you know, dance is not like a crowded lecture, we are sitting close to one another. Dance means you need a lot of space to move around, to take circles and to go around and round. So how much space must be required for Rasamandala, the first rasa dance? So there Krishna came and sat down. He also felt sad to leave gopis and he was meditating in Radha Sudhanidhi. There is one beautiful verse which explains what is Krishna's meditation. He is also meditating on somebody. He is meditating on Radha, lotus feet of hers, chanting her two word name Radha, meditating on that constantly. And he was also absorption, fully immersed. So at the bottom of that Imli tree, see Krishna sat down, meditating on the two lotus feet of Radharani, chanting the name, meditating on that also. And he became yellow, golden yellow color. And he didn't know what's happening with him. He only felt ecstasy within. His eyes were closed and he became yellow. So Radharani brought gopis to that spot. And they saw an unusual person who was never been seen in Vrindavan. We know Krishna who is blue, with peacock feather, yellow, pitambar, everything. But we have not seen somebody wearing the same things, but he is golden yellow in color. So they were discussing who is he, who he could be, maybe, may not be, whatever they were discussing. Then Radharani just dared and went in front and touched Krishna's body. As soon as she touched Krishna's body, the yellow golden body, he came back to external consciousness and he assumed the Ghanashyam color back. And he opened his eyes. And now they all confirmed that he was Krishna only. But they were puzzled. They asked, what is this bewildering situation? Can you explain us? I said, oh dear Radharani, when I left you, I was immersed in separation. I couldn't think anything but your name and your lotus feet. And in that deep meditation, I felt so much of ecstasy, which I have never experienced before. Although I am Prem Nidhi, ocean of love and affection, but I have not experienced such kind of love when I relate with you. And I could also understand that you enjoy more loving sentiments than I enjoy in your relationships. And now I have experienced some glimpse. You woke me up, but I have gone through that experience of ecstasy, which is unexplainable, beyond my understanding of love. So I will come and spend one whole avatar. You can see, Krishna is, you know, organizing one full avatar of 48 years on earth, just to understand in depth the love of Radharani. And then he has come, of course, in Kali Yuga. So Radharani said that, oh, you take, will take my mood and come to understand what we are going through. You will fall in the pebbles. You will fall from branches. You will fall in the ocean and rivers. You will hurt yourself. And I can't imagine you getting hurt, falling down with the experiences of my sentiment adopted by you. So I have to cover you with my kanti when you will come, my complexion. So there are two reasons why he is golden. One is because he has assumed Radharani's bhav, and second, Radharani has covered also him with her complexion. So that is the situation. And he explained that after that, Sri Krishna again went back to Rasa Mandal and danced for the duration of one night of Brahma. We did calculation. It is 432 crores of years. That is 12 hours of night. And Sri Krishna exhibited the maximum amount of loving experiences, relationships, loving sentiments, which he can maximally express for any jiva in that process of Rasila. So Rasila is not a lusty presentation of Sri Krishna, as the worldly lusty people explain or interpret. It is an expression of the highest love that a Supreme Personality of Godhead can ever exhibit to any living entity as such. And that love they enjoyed for 432 crores of years. Something like 43 billion years. And all contained in one night of this world. When they came back in the morning, it was only one tithi changed. And all of them who left their homes, you must be expecting some galis will be there, some bad words, some rejection and something like that. They all had forgotten everything. Because Sri Krishna also, he's a Chaura Agraganya. What is that called? Chaura Agraganya Shiromani. He steals everything. But he also steals along with that knowledge of his devotees sometimes. If Yashoda had known that Sri Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, she wouldn't have. One time he opened the mouth and started worshipping him immediately. So he stole her knowledge. In fact, he has stolen knowledge of all the Brijvasis, that they should not know I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then only I can experience the loving sentiments as a being a child and a friend and a boyfriend and anything else. He stole their knowledge. And they accepted as if they forgot that they were not in the nights. And they accepted. And that same happiness which was exhibited by Sri Krishna in that Brahma's night, 432 crores of years on earthly planet with gopis, is only private limited happiness, only for gopis. Not even for Yashoda, not even for Nanda Maharaj, not even for XYZ, not even for bulls and cows who loved Krishna like anything, or for friends who loved like Sridhama. Only for a special class of people. And even there were so many categories on those gopi class. Shruti Chari, Rishi Chari, and Kausalya Vasini, and Maithili Vasini, and Dandakaranya Vasini. You can just go on naming all Garga Sahita and Brahma Vairata Puran is explaining in details. But they were also very limited people. They were unlimited in number from our point of view, but they were limited from the point of view of the reality actually. And that happiness, you can imagine, was so private limited. was brought to public by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To all people in the world, Ras Leela is equal to Harinam Sankirtan, provided we do it with full heart and full involvement. We don't stay at the periphery, we stay in the middle. And we offer ourselves, our body, our mind, our emotions, our intelligence and our ahankar, we offer in that chanting of the holy name. And movement of the body also we offer to the pleasure of the Lord. Scriptures say that one dances in front of the deity of the Lord, the deity becomes controlled by that person. Jo vyakti Bhagavan ke samne prem se niswarth bhav se nitya karta hai, Bhagavan uske vash mein ho jate. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the key of this extraordinary happiness. He gave the key to everybody in the world. He said, dance in the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, that's why I said, all the rules of previous yugas are not applicable to Kali Yuga. If you were there in Dwapar Yuga by chance, and you were a Brijvasi, and you happen to be a coward boy, still you would not get that pleasure which the gopis got in the middle of the night. And not once, after that, every now and then, every square micrometers, milli nanometers of Vrindavan Dham is the location for Braj Mandal, for Ras Mandal. Every smallest spot, kern of Vrindavan Dham was the platform for performing Ras Leela. Where Sri Krishna performed Ras Leela with his gopi friends. But still, it was a private limited affair. Krishna would, you know, separate in the night. Yashoda Krishna would go back to Yashoda and sleep in her lap. So she never knew where this boy is going, or is he going or not. And Radha's Krishna, Gopi Krishna was leaving and going in the middle of the night. So the rule is only gopis in Dwapar Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, everybody. And most fallen, if somebody is most fallen, Nityananda Prabhu is looking for that person. Who is the most fallen? We go and catch him only. That's why Narottam Das is saying, Musama Patita Prabhu Nai Pai Vihar. I know you are looking for the most fallen. I am the one. I am the first one. He's not trying to put a poetry and putting, like, you know, false claims. No, he's really feeling that. Although he's Narottam, you know, the most wonderful devotee of the Lord. But he's saying, I'm the most fallen. I claim. My claim is first. So, also reminds me that when Sri Krishna performed Ras Leela in Vasanti Rutu, Vasanta Rutu, that time even Baldevji wanted to see. He came to see that. And he knew I'm an elder brother. My brother, younger brother is performing Ras Leela. And if he sees me, all the gopis will run away and he also will be embarrassed. And the whole happiness, at least I can witness, it will be stopped. So he bowed down. Can you believe this? To hide himself. I was just there 1.5 days back. He bowed down and in that position he wanted to see. So Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Balaram also bowed down humbly and started observing. And he became stunned by Stambha Vikar. And his murti also is like that only. His crown, some people say he put it down, somebody said it fell down on the rock and with that ecstasy the crown melted that stone. And then got embedded in the stone. That Shila is still there. Mukut Shila. Just next to that temple. The temple is right on the Govardhan mountain. Because he was right on the Govardhan mountain. For long distance watching Chandra Sarovar being formed. And dance is being taken place. So even he is hankering. But he is also not going inside. He is standing at Kusum Sarovar only. Beyond that he is not supposed to go. He is just observing from Kusum Sarovar. The Radha Kund area and the pastimes over there. That's why Balaramji's last deity is at Kusum Sarovar. That Shila is there. I asked the question, why there is no Balaramji in the Radha Kund area? Because he is very respectfully standing there and not disturbing Krishna for his intimate pastimes. So what is the message for us, for Ras Leela? Potentially, we are all eligible candidates for entering Ras Leela. But what is the problem? The problem is pride. Lakshmi Devi also came there. All these things took place yesterday, by the way. Lord Shiva came there running. and he became Gopeshwar Mahadev. We don't have time. Before beginning of Rasleela, he came there. And what was his qualification? He was ready to become anybody. Kya karna hai batao bas. They said, you have to become a gopi. He didn't have any hesitation. He didn't have a question in the mind, what Parvati will think if I become gopi. Instantly he accepted and ran to Mansarovar, took bath and came back running. And all the gopis laughed at him. Why are they laughing at him now? I fulfilled your desire. He was again absorbed. So absorbed he was in the meditation to become the servant of Krishna in the Rasa Mandal. He didn't want to enjoy Rasa Leela. He wanted to just take darshan and serve. But the snakes on his body did not become gopi. They remained the snakes only. And he only became gopi. He had the bhav, required bhav. So when you can see a beautiful lady coming with all the snakes around him. So it's very laughable condition. So they laughed. Lalita was so appreciatively laughing. And then Lalita Devi herself decorated this Shiva who has become gopi. And took him all the way inside Rasmandal. Gave chamar in his hands. And he served Radha and Krishna in the middle of the whirl of the Rasa Mandal. Chamare Heribo. Sada. Kya bolte usko? Heribo Mukha Chandra. Beautiful lotus moon-like faces of the Yugal Jodi was observing and serving, and then he was brought back by Lalita Devi and said, "We're so happy with you. You just stay here only and guard the Ras Mandal." He stood there only in the form of a gopi. You can imagine. Lakshmi came running, leaving the lotus feet of Vishnu from Vaikuntha. But she was also stopped. You can't come in. Why? You have to first milk the cows. You have to first clean the cows. Collect the cow dung. Make the cow dung cakes. Clean the cow shed. All these things you should do. That too under the supervision of one gopi. So it's impossible. I am Lakshmi. I am Swamini, Vaikuntha Swamini. I am serving the supreme most person there. He said, that qualification can't be encashed here. You have to. And she couldn't give up her Aishwarya. Of course, she is not that kind of person who is so proud. She is just telling all of us what is the problem actually. She is most qualified. But she enacts to show us that even you are Lakshmi next to Vaikuntha Nath, Vishnu, if you have no humility of Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayur Das Das Anudas, you are rejected. She also went away. All that happened yesterday. That Leela of Imlatala happened yesterday. And that 43.2 billion night also happened yesterday. Moon is so ecstatic on this night that he showers nectar, amruta, on everybody who is in his lights, in his rays. Lot of glorification, lot of beauty is there on this day. Maybe the eclipse moon is like so inauspicious. Billions of times more auspicious is to see Sharad Purnima moon. In fact, any moon actually of Purnima. Whether Vasanti Purnima or Sharad Purnima. Any Purnima that invigorates love in Radha and Krishna for coming together. Not out of lust. Just to serve each other. Give pleasure to the beloved. And that desire when we cultivate in the heart to give pleasure to the beloved. Not to ask something from beloved. In Vrindavan they say, what is Braj Upasana? Braj Upasana means you don't ask anything from the Lord. There is still some temples in Vrindavan today. When you go inside, the pujari will tell you, don't ask anything from our Lala. If you have something, you give. If you don't have anything, give blessing to him. But don't ask anything. Braj Upasana means you just simply give yourself. Whatever you have, you give. You don't have anything, you give love, emotions, affection. But you give. So that is one qualification. The selfless serving attitude. With no pride in the heart. When that we develop one fine day in life by the mercy of a pure devotee, as mentioned in this verse, we don't actually desire or qualify to go, but Krishna will pull us in the Rasleela. Like Sridhar Kolavecha didn't want to go where he was calling, being called. He fainted. But he was pulled by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that experience of Mahaprakash. Mahaprakash is not different from Rasleela. Lord's ultimate love for the devotees. And Lord pulled everybody in that, right? Those who are hesitant also, come. I want Sridhar, Haridas, everybody. Haridas, Sridhar said, what do I want? I don't want anything. What do I do with it? What is the use of this which you are offering to me? He said, no, take. And finally he said, that you come and steal my bananas every time. That is a selfless devotee. He didn't have any desire for himself. Only desire, if that would please Krishna, I would act like that. So that qualification, when it will come, whether we are in Raslila or not in Raslila, we will be in that mood of the heart, which will never separate us from Sri Krishna. And this life is meant to cultivate that mood, to be always with Krishna. So you don't have to desire, I want to be participating in Raslila. I want to be just serving and pleasing the Lord through my activities, through my thoughts, through my emotions. I want to just please Him. If I can please Him, that is my fortune. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If there's any question, any comment? I'll tell one 2-minute story with all of you. What happens when the flute is being played? One gopi was preparing some grass for the cow. And she was almost ready to serve the cow with the grass in the evening, night, whatever, evening time. And while she was about to serve the cow, the grass, the father-in-law of the gopi called, "Hey, Bahu, please serve me lunch, dinner. I'm very hungry." So she left that grass and went in the kitchen and she was preparing the plate with roti and sabji and whatever, makhan. And so about to serve that plate to father-in-law, and that time, the opportune time, the flute sound arrived, entered her ears through the cosmos. She was so bewildered that she served that plate of roti sabji to the cow and that bhusa to father-in-law. Thus ends our story. The mesmerizing sound of the flute, you know. So that flute is also being resounded in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Thank you very much. Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. Thank you.